is 9 o'clock, and 15 of the healthiest, diabetes-friendliest minutes you will hear on your radio is about to start on VOB 92.9 FM.
I can't wait to hear today's show.
In today's show, are you man or woman enough to participate in the Maria Hola Diabetes Center 8-week challenge?
8-week challenge!
Test your might.
I feel I can do it.
You feel so?
Yes, but what we gonna do though?
To hear more on this special 8-week challenge,
test your might.
Stay tuned for the next 15 minutes with the compliments of the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, and the bank that keeps you financially healthy and fit. Republic Bank.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality. You can do anything. Pull up a chair, come sit and come share with Republic.
If you or your loved one is impacted by diabetes and have questions, the Barbados Diabetes Foundation has the answers.
It's always easier to reverse diabetes, certainly control it properly and avoid complications if you at least know that you have it.
But it's just again to re-emphasize the importance of good diabetic care. And diabetic care involves really almost every part of the body. So it's your feet, your heart. But again, we're coming back to what our main focus is at this time, is the eye care.
The Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located in Warren, St. Michael, is your source of diabetic care. You can reach them by calling 243-ICE-243-3937 for more information.
This is Peter Boyce here, and the Maria Holder Diabetes Center is there for you, whether you are diabetic or pre-diabetic, located in Warren, St. Michael, getting you ready for Diabetes Month, which is coming up next month in November, and I know that you're all excited.
I fussy.
To hear how you can participate in this 8-week challenge. To give you more information, let's welcome Dr. Diane Braffey.
Hello, good day. Another happy Saturday morning to you.
Nina Alfonso here. Good morning, Dr. D.
Once again, we at the Maria Holder Diabetes Center for the Caribbean hope that you had a wonderful week, a productive week, and a progressive week. So, as we said before, we want to do something a little different over the next 8 weeks as we work up towards none other than Diabetes Month in November and World Diabetes Day on the 14th of November. And we are gonna challenge you with an 8-week challenge.
I'm ready.
Nothing too hard, nothing too over the top. Before we get into details of the challenge, week one is gonna be about everybody's favorite topic, food.
You know I like food bad.
And with that, I'm gonna welcome our registered dietitian here at the center, Victoria Cox, to share a few words of wisdom with you.
Hi, I'm Victoria Cox, registered dietitian at the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, and I'm excited to chat a little bit about who can benefit from nutrition services and what that might look like. There's a bit of a misconception that you already need to be living with diabetes to benefit from working with a dietitian, and that's just not the case. You know, anybody can benefit from working with a dietitian, even if you're just looking to reduce your risk of developing diabetes or chronic disease later in life, or if you just want some help, could be losing weight or just feeling your best and you're most energized, you know, working one-on-one with a dietitian can absolutely do that. And, you know, everybody can benefit from eating nutritious, balanced meals. And speaking of balanced nutrition or balanced meals, what does that even look like? I always like to keep things simple, you know, so you can have key takeaway messages. And my simple takeaway on what a balanced meal is that it's a meal with three components: a high fiber carbohydrate, a lean protein, and some kind of vegetables or salad. You know, carbohydrates are an important food group for anybody living with diabetes because it is the food group that we digest into sugar or glucose. And when you work one-on-one with a dietitian, such as myself, we can come up with very individualized, targeted carbohydrate goals for your meals and snacks, which are essentially accurate portions of what carbohydrates you can eat without your blood sugars going too high or keeping your blood sugars nice and stable. But generally speaking, it's important to know which foods are carbohydrates. So those are including your starchy foods such as rice, pasta, bread, biscuit, ground provisions, so sweet potato, yam, things like breadfruit, etc. They do all digest into sugar, which is not to say that they are unhealthy, but they do need to be portion controlled, and you do want to try and choose the higher fiber or whole grain options. Next, we've got our lean proteins, being things like chicken, fish, egg, tuna, sardine, meats, legumes, if you're more of a plant-based person. And generally, you want those to be lean, meaning non-fried, not too salty, not too processed. And of course, unsurprisingly, we want to balance that all off with some kind of vegetables or salad, ideally on a daily basis. You know, that's our 1-2-3 trifecta of a balanced meal. In thinking just about, you know, some general, okay, tips and tricks for eating healthy and staying on track, anybody who's spoken to me in person or knows me or has worked with me before knows that I'm always going to start off with, in fact, what you are drinking. Number one is going to be try your hardest to stay away from sugary beverages, be it juices, even if they're saying unsweetened or natural, soft drinks, drink mixes of any kind, teas and coffees with sugar. We really want to try and stay away from them and embrace other alternatives. You know, spice up your water by squeezing in a lemon or an orange into your water to make your own sort of fruit flavored water. Make some cinnamon tea and cool that down and drink it as an iced tea. There are ways we can kind of get creative in staying hydrated and staying away from sweet drinks as part of your habit. That is key. Next is another really simple tip. Always prep your veggies or your salads in advance, because you basically want to make the healthiest choice the easiest choice. That's what it comes down to. You don't want to make life more difficult for yourself. So in advance, even if you're not cooking for days at a time, in terms of the main components of the meal, prep the veg, chop what needs chopping, you know, peel things that need peeling, whatnot. So you always have vegetables and salads there. And then one of my favorite tips leading from that is to put vegetables onto your plate first. When you are plating your food and that plate or that container is nice and empty, and you may be inclined to go a little heavy-handed with whatever you start with veg. Then go for your lean protein like your chicken or your fish, and then finish up with your starch or your carbohydrate, be it rice or potato. When we go down with the starch first, we tend to go a little heavy-handed. So start with the veg. I like to call it starting with good intentions. There you go. And then lastly, read your labels. And this is something that, again, working with a dietitian such as myself, you know, we can really get in depth with as far as information that's pertinent to you specifically. But reading labels, you want to check things like sodium, total carbohydrates, sugars, and as I said, you know, on a one-on-one basis, we would have individual targets or goals for those types of things. But I think in general, understanding that if you have diabetes and you want to see if something is going to affect your blood sugar, you're not just looking for the sugars listed, you're looking for the total carbohydrates listed to have an idea of the fact that those will be digesting into sugar. So read your labels. You know, some key tips there would be if sugar is listed as, say, the first, second, or even third product on the ingredient list, then that product is majority sugar by its content, so you want to try and stay away from those. You're looking for things with, you know, less than 5% daily value when it comes to sodium and saturated fat. So read your labels, be armed with information, and as I said, if you're interested, you know, anybody and everybody can benefit from working one-on-one with a dietitian such as myself at the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. And alongside that 1-2-3 strategy for building a healthy balanced meal, I'd like to sneak in there on the side some healthy fats. We can't forget about our healthy fats, especially now as avocado pears are in abundance, because healthy fats are things such as avocado, olive oil, various nuts and seeds like walnuts and almonds and pumpkin seeds and sunflower seeds. And these are great things that can be added to meals. You can add them to your salads, or you can just include them as a snack and get in your healthy fats along the way.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Victoria. One of my pet peeve areas is those sugar sweetened beverages. Persons have no idea that even if they're actually doing relatively well with their diet and their day-to-day living and exercise, how much they could be undoing their diabetes controlled with sugar sweetened beverages. And thank you, Victoria, for highlighting that sugar sweetened beverages includes, yes, fruit juices, which are actually concentrates unfortunately, of a lot more sugar than you actually need to consume. Okay, so let's see how we challenge ourselves with getting rid of those sugar sweetened beverages, which maybe we can be limiting to special occasions or on a very rare occasion. Definitely if you're living with diabetes, and even if you don't have diabetes, you find that you'll be healthier, you'll be able to lose weight by cutting those out of your regular day-to-day consumption and that of your children as well. I am actually not a person who drinks juice, really. I don't really like sweet things, and I guess I'm lucky that way in that I don't have a sweet tooth. But here's my little Saturday confession. I'm not really too fond of just plain water either. So I'm there with Victoria. I like spicing up water, flavoring it up. And some of my favorite ways are by adding that cinnamon with a dash of lime. If I have no cinnamon, lime always works. Always, 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 and always. It makes for a lovely, refreshing kind of beverage. You just need a little drop of lime in that water just to give it some flavor. And I love herbs. Two of my favorite herbs for beverages, I think, are going to be basil and also mint, and that can go along with the lime. It can go along with the cinnamon. It can go along with cucumber. Don't forget that cucumber and ginger. So as we finish the first kind of segment of what we're doing, we want to challenge you to, yes, a challenge, record yourself sometime this week preparing a healthy meal, maybe based on some of the guidelines that Victoria highlighted, or maybe even an infused water or a spiced up water or a vegetable juice, anything that's going to be low in sugars and definitely low to non-existent in added sugars, and post it. And you're going to include our tag, the Barbados Diabetes Foundation. And some of the nice hashtags we would like you to use is food for life, healthy eating, healthy meals for diabetes. So we're looking forward to seeing your posts, and we're going to find some kind of fun way to celebrate some of the wonderful posts and shares we're going to get over the coming 8 weeks.
Thank you, Dr. D, and also people who are listening. If you participate in the 8-week challenge, you get a chance to win fabulous prizes as well, as we invite you to shake it off and get involved in this competition. So for our song of the day, we are going to go to a shake it off song to get you moving and get your circulation going this Saturday morning. This is Taylor Swift and Shake It Off. Compliments, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center and Republic Bank.
Too late, got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. That's what people say.
The Maria Holder Diabetes Center.
But I can't make them stay. At least that's what people say. That's what people say.
And we are gonna challenge you with an 8-week challenge. And we are gonna challenge you with an 8-week challenge.
For over 10 years, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center has been effectively serving the diabetic and pre-diabetic community of Barbados with a range of international standard health services, which include diabetic eye screening, vascular screening, nutritional advice, and consultations with diabetes specialists. So if you are listening to VOB right now and you have a diabetic-related query or you need to make an appointment, you can call 243-3937. You can also follow us on Facebook or Instagram. The last 15 minutes you heard on VOB was brought to you with the confidence of the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, Republic Bank, and the Maria Holder Diabetes Center celebrating its 10th anniversary. Until next time,
drink more water. Did you know nearly 1 in 5 adults in Barbados have diabetes? Did you know diabetes is one of the leading causes of vision loss in the world? Regular eye screening can save your eyes. Contact the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program today at 243-3937. To find out how you get your simple digital eye screening done for just $100, board members get 10% off. The Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program. Saving eyes, saving lives.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality.